Positive coronavirus cases in the White House and among top military leaders have raised the concern of one Syracuse University international relations expert regarding the nation's national security. Officials out for medical treatment or in quarantine from exposure raises a question about leadership. WAER's Chris Bolt has more.
A president with COVID-19, top generals infected or isolated. Syracuse University law and international relations professor William Banks agrees some concern is warranted.
Attention to the domestic political situation and the president's dominance of the news with his well-being or obscuring what else might be going on in the world that should be drawing some of our attention.
He assures people no one in the highest military or intelligence roles has dropped the ball, but with the infections come worries about chain of command.
They've gamed and exercised and rehearsed for circumstances like these, but not in real time and not with COVID. So we'll have to stay tuned to see how the circumstances change as the days go forward.
Banks believes the chief concerns are not terrorist attacks with the nation consumed by the pandemic, but rather cyber intrusions or a possible attack on a power grid that could sow panic. His worries are elsewhere.
I have less concern about our national security than I do about our other core democratic institutions, which are under some attack by the current administration.
His hope is we get through the election unscathed because, he says, the primary purpose of national security is to protect our democratic institutions.
We've never had a president who seeks to spew the kind of rhetoric that is intended to flame passions and cause disruption and chaos around the election. And I'm optimistic that the election will go smoothly and that we'll have a clear winner of the presidential election within a few days of the election itself. And we will be able to heave a sigh of relief. But for now, it's worrisome, to be sure.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.